Hello, this is your Polycast for Monday, January 30th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, President Trump's order on refugees and immigration sparks a backlash. President Donald Trump's immigration order drew major protests over the weekend across the nation and here in Minnesota. The directive signed Friday temporarily bans people from seven majority Muslim countries from entering the U.S., and also suspends refugees from coming into the country, Matt Sepik reports.
In Minneapolis's Cedar Riverside neighborhood yesterday, the heart of the region's Somali-American community, hundreds of people packed into the gym of the Brian Coyle Community Center. The standing room only crowd was there to hear Ilhan Omar, a newly elected DFL state representative and the nation's first Somali-American legislator. Omar denounced President Trump's move as racist and xenophobic.
Here in the United States, everyone is welcome. Here in the United States, we do not and we will not continue to further the politics of division.
Omar has lived in the U.S. for 21 years and is an American citizen. She says she's reconsidering traveling to Turkey for an upcoming speaking engagement. Turkey is not on the list, but Omar fears she'll run into trouble with immigration officials when she returns home. That's what happened to Fatemeh Farmad of Minneapolis. The Associated Press reports Farmad, who's from Iran but is a legal permanent U.S. resident, was detained and questioned for 12 hours at the Los Angeles airport on Saturday. With her were her mother and 11-month-old son. They were eventually allowed to travel on to the Twin Cities. University of Minnesota Medical School professor Jafar Golzarian is a friend of Farmad. He says her experience caused him to fear for his mother, who landed at MSP yesterday. She lives in Brussels and has dual Belgian-Iranian citizenship.
We were extremely worried for my mom, who is 75 years old, needs assistance to go through the airport and doesn't speak English.
Golzarian says his mother has a visa allowing her to visit the U.S., but she was detained briefly before immigration officials allowed her through. Golzarian says he's grateful to the volunteer lawyers who were on hand at the airport to help.
With all the stress we went through because we didn't know what would happen, their presence was amazing.
Outside the airport, around 1,000 protesters greeted travelers with signs that said Muslims are welcome here and don't normalize hate. Two men were arrested at MSP, one for refusing to move from a road and another who'd refused to leave the terminal. At Peace Plaza in Rochester, there was another protest. Mayo Clinic researcher Jeremy Webb was there in support of three Iranian colleagues.
This ban, it's hurting science. We partner with businesses to bring our technology to reality. So this is going to hurt science and business, let alone the people who have come here for a better life. I don't know what else to say. It's heartbreaking.
For Democratic lawmakers, it's been another opportunity to criticize President Trump, and their condemnation has been swift. Earlier yesterday, DFL Senators Amy Klobuchar and Al Franken met in St. Paul with a group of immigrants and refugee advocates. Klobuchar calls Trump's move irresponsible and unconscionable. Franken says it's counterproductive and will be used as a propaganda tool by ISIS and other jihadi groups.
It is probably unconstitutional in that it targets country of origin and religion, at the same, both of which are unconstitutional. This is not our country.
Republican members of Minnesota's congressional delegation could not be reached for comment, but Representative Tom Emmer, an early Donald Trump supporter, told WCCO-TV that Trump's order is not the ban on Muslims that the president's detractors say it is.
This is not about a ban on any religion. This is about making sure that no matter who you are, no matter what your gender is, no matter what your race is, no matter what your religious preference is or what you practice, that you can be safe here in the United States in your own community.
Organizations that help refugees in Minnesota report they were planning to resettle at least 39 people from countries including Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, and Thailand within the next month. They say now those plans are in limbo. Matt Sepik, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
President Trump's executive order was met with condemnation and worry by refugee and Muslim organizations in the state. Trump says the ban is needed to keep out radical Islamic terrorists, but people working with refugees say it has caused confusion and chaos. Peter Cox has more.
The order could affect the resettlement of at least 39 refugees that are supposed to arrive in Minnesota in the next month.
There's a lot that isn't clear right now. The details are on the ground.
Jane Groutman is the executive director of the International Institute of Minnesota, which resettles refugees. She says the 15 refugees her organization is helping are from Burma, the Congo, Ethiopia, and Somalia. They're expected to arrive this week. Catholic Charities is expecting 24 refugees in Minnesota next month. Groutman says her staff has already set up homes with furniture and food. She says the refugees have gone through a 2-year vetting process.
They'll most likely be sent back to the refugee camps where they were. And unfortunately, when people leave camps, they get rid of everything that they have, and so they'll have nothing to go back to.
And at Central Presbyterian Church in downtown St. Paul, the congregation was weeks away from sponsoring a refugee family. Reverend David Colby says the church became interested after seeing the damage inflicted by the civil war in Syria. He says they felt it was the Christian thing to do, and asking a family's religion wasn't part of that equation.
Jesus didn't ask a lot of litmus tests. When he said to welcome the stranger, to clothe the naked, to feed the hungry. So we have not looked at it as a matter of trying to fit a particular type of family. We're trying to provide support to people who are looking for a new life.
Peter Cox, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.